Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which is Canada's tax-funded national broadcaster, is telling Canadians that the best way to mitigate what it called the climate crisis is to have a smaller family. That's the solution. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, this suggestion, in order to avoid the climate crisis, is to have smaller families, is just part of this whole Darwinian social eugenics kind of idea.
Yeah.
You know, have less kids, and then you're going to help the climate crisis.
Yeah, it's akin to Thomas Malthus, the Malthusian specter, where he said that overpopulation was going to end up destroying the world. Well, it's just a dovetailing off of that. You know, we need to lower our carbon footprint by having fewer and fewer children. So we're not repopulating our nations, and instead, you know, while Islamists and other nations are breeding and having more and more children and gaining power and strength in their nations in terms of the population, this secularist environmentalist wacko mindset is, no, we need to have fewer kids or no kids at all so we can diminish our carbon footprint. It's insanity.
Yeah, and here's this nutty PhD student at the University of British Columbia said that while avoiding air travel will spare the environment 1.5 tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually, and living car-free will reduce carbon emissions by 2.4 tons, having one fewer child will save the Earth 58.7 tons of CO2.
Yeah. I wonder where he's coming up with these figures.
Who knows? And then an article illustrates how Canadians can, quote, mitigate climate change, close quote. The CBC, which is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, claimed that at the top of the list of the, quote, four biggest ways individuals can help cut down on emissions, close quote, is for parents to have, quote, one fewer child, close quote. You know, how do you even begin to deal with this, Matt? You know, we have Bernie Sanders, who says that we're in an incredible emergency. The planet is at risk right now. He's pulling the fire alarm. And yet, for the midterm elections in 2018, he spent in 1 month, what was it, $299,000 and some change, almost $300,000 on private jets. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He flew a private jet 8,000 miles to accept one of the environmental awards. Now, how much carbon footprint did he leave behind? It's just insane with regards to these individuals. You know, they started off with, there's a climate crisis. I remember in high school, it was global cooling, and the next ice age was imminent. And that's what they said. We were about ready to enter an ice age. Well, we didn't enter the ice age. And now they say, well, it's global warming. And the world atmosphere is going to get warmer. Well, then some places got cooler and some places got warmer. And so now they've called it climate change. So any way you go, you're okay. If it gets colder, if you get warmer, it's all part of changing in the climate.
And now, it's all man-made climate
it's
change.
It's all man-made.
It has nothing to do with the sun, and actually the sun is cooling. It's cooling the Earth. You're not hearing the mainstream media reporting that recent records show that the Earth is actually cooling, and it's because the sun is controlling the climate.
Well, you
on
know,
Earth.
It, and here's and I'm not an expert on all of this, but I can say this: you can't just attribute all of this to human activity. I'm sure that there is a contribution to that. You know, obviously there's going to be some kind of contribution to it.
There's pollution there. Yeah.
There's pollution. There's, you know, what happened in California. They didn't want to pollute the environment by doing controlled burns. They didn't want to cut down trees. They were the environmentalist. And then what happened? They had this cataclysmic fire, and they polluted the atmosphere more than periodic burns. It's the insanity of that extremism that causes oftentimes more harm than good. But, you know, you go back and they talk about an ice age. Well, the ice age is way before the Industrial Revolution. But what caused the ice age? Was it humans doing that, or was it something within the environment where the environment goes through different kinds of changes, maybe hotter, maybe colder? You know, we've seen places in our country. You fly over New Mexico. There used to be water there. There's no water there now. The Grand Canyon, there was water there at one time. There's no water now. Was that caused by human activity? But yeah, I think this one is even worse, because now they're saying you need to have more like a China policy, a one child per
exactly.
family kind
That's
of policy.
What immediately came to mind for me. And we know what China ended up doing there. The one family policy forced abortions. And anytime the government gets involved, this is all about control. It's all about power. It's globalism and this globalist effort to gain, and it's rooted in Marxism, socialism, to gain control over the populace and control them through healthcare is one big way, but of course through taxation to try to stop climate change. And who could be against saving the earth? Well, we saw what happened in the last month and a half or so there over in France with the yellow vests and the revolt against the climate change fuel tax, where people were now going to be compelled to pay $7-$8 a gallon in gas. Oh, and it's all for the good of the earth. It's all for climate change. They were rioting in the streets. Paris was burning, and this was a revolution against this globalist
carbon tax,
climate change religion, and that's what it is. It's the cult of climate change, and the people were revolting because they recognize it is an attempt to control the masses.
Yeah, one person tweeted this: "Stop having children. It's bad for the environment, but we need mass immigration because there's no one to fund our pensions." She was mocking this idea.
Yeah.
And if you look at, for example, places like Japan, Japan's experiencing a low fertility rate, and an aging population is bankrupting the Social Security system and leading to economic stagnation. You look at fertility rates in men. There's lots of research that's happening here in the United States. The fertility rates in men is dropping significantly. There may be different reasons. It may be some of the chemicals that people take into their bodies, such as plastic bottles that are the easily squeezable kind of bottles. They are giving off certain kinds of chemicals that ultimately affect the fertility rate of men. It's one of many things. Canada's birth rate, for example, if you look at that, 1.6 children per woman. Which is now already below the replacement figure, and they want you to have less children, which means having less children than they currently have, Canadians will ultimately cease to exist.
Yeah.
Canadians will ultimately lose their community.
Yeah.
You know, the Canada's last viable birth rate was, guess when it was? 1971.
They're dying on the vine. And
so already they're producing less people than are dying.
They're dying on the vine. Carleton University professor Michael Hart, he wrote a book called Hubris. He talks about the poor science. He said, "I learned that both domestic and international actors had succeeded in using the poorly understood science of climate change to advance an ambitious environmental agenda focused on increasing centralized control over people's daily lives." That's what it's all about. That's what I was mentioning earlier.
Exactly. That's what this whole carbon tax is all about, too. Having the super government exercise control over your individual choices. It's absolutely contrary to how God made us in his image, with creation and in creativity and ingenuity and desire to explore and to create ideas and things. And yet the government wants to come in and crush it, whether it's through socialism or through this regulating every choice that you make. We have to continue to stand for freedom. We're seeing that kind of attempt to regulate and censor, even on the social media here in this country and around the world. 2019 has a lot of opportunities, but certainly a lot of challenges. Stand with Liberty Council this year. Visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails and partner with us. Hit the donate tab, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.